Hello, Immigration Nation. Today we'll walk you through the updates to the February 2024 processing times for important forms for your immigration process. Remember, you can find all this information on the USCIS website. Let's start with Form I-130. For permanent resident filing for a spouse or child under 21, in California you will find a time of 39.5 months. This means that the government is taking 39.5 months to review 80% of cases after the petition is filed. Remember that which office you look for depends on where you filed. You can look at your receipt or look at the instructions for the form on USCIS website if you can't find your receipt. You have to look for where you lived when you filed the petition that will tell you where you should have filed the petition. National Benefit Center, 64 months. Nebraska, 28 months. Potomac, 32.5 months. Texas, 36.5 months. Vermont, 34.5 months. All field offices, 74.5 months. In the category of U.S. citizen for spouse, parent, or child under 21. All service centers, 14 months. National Benefit Center, 53.5 months. All field offices, 51 months. For U.S. citizen filing for unmarried son/daughter 21 or older. In California, 78 months. National Benefit Center, 69 months. Nebraska, 22 months. Potomac, 46 months. Texas, 46.5 months. Vermont, 48 months. All field offices, 86.5 months. Permanent resident for unmarried son or daughter 21 or older. In California, 73 months. National Benefit Center, 73 months. Nebraska, 73 months. Potomac, 73 months. Texas, 49.5 months. Vermont, 70 months. All field offices, 83.5 months. U.S. citizen filing for a married son or daughter. California, 87.5 months. National Benefit Center, 65 months. Nebraska, 46.5 months. Potomac, 46 months. Texas, 49 months. Vermont, all field offices. For a U.S. citizen filing for a brother or sister, California, 46.5 months. National Benefit Center, 68 months. Nebraska, 22.5 months. Potomac, 42.5 months. Texas, 45.5 months. Vermont, 49.5 months. All field offices, 83.5 months. Form I-131. Reentry permit or refugee travel document, otherwise known as a travel permit. Nebraska, 17.5 months. Advance parole. California, 12 months. National Benefit Center, 9 months. Nebraska, 5.5 months. Texas, 17 months. Vermont, 17 months. Form I-918 U Visa. For all of our U Visa clients, this is now taking more than 5 years. All service center, 64.5 months. Form I-914 T Visa. Provides temporary immigration benefits to no citizen victims of trafficking. Vermont, 17 months. Form I-730. Petition for accompanying family members of an asylee. In all service centers, the time is 29 months. Now, let's look at the categories for waivers. I-601, waiver of grounds of inadmissibility. Nebraska, 22.5 months. All field offices, 22.5 months. I-601A, provisional waiver of unlawful presence. All service centers, 43.5 months. Form I-212, permission to reapply for admission after deportation and removal. Nebraska, the time is 22.5 months. For Form I-821, TPS. Afghanistan, in Vermont, 8.5 months. Burma, in California, 5 months. Cameroon, in Nebraska, 11.5 months. El Salvador, in Texas, 12.5 months, Vermont, 16 months. Re-registration in El Salvador, Nebraska, 4.5 months, Texas, 9 months, Vermont, 3 months. Haiti, in California, 8 months. Honduras, in Vermont, 13.5 months. Honduras re-registration, Vermont 4.5 months. Nepal, in Nebraska, 25.5 months. Nepal re-registration, Nebraska 20 months. Nicaragua, in Texas, 13.5 months. Nicaragua re-registration, in Texas, 7 months. Somalia, in Vermont, 7.5 months. Somalia re-registration is 8.5 months in Vermont. South Sudan, in Vermont, 13.5 months. Registration for South Sudan, also in Vermont, is 2 months. Sudan, in Vermont, it's 9 months. South Sudan re-registration, Vermont, is 2.5 months. Syria, in Vermont, 2.5 months. Syria re-registration, also in Vermont, 2.5 months. Ukraine, in Nebraska, 12.5 months. Venezuela, in Potomac, 14 months. Yemen, in Vermont, 11 months. Yemen re-registration is 5 months, also in Vermont. Moving on to the next, Form I-821D, DACA. For Nebraska folks, less than 3 months. It's great news for DACA renewal applicants. Vermont, 29.5 months. Request for deferred action. In California, you have to check your case status to track the status of an immigration application, petition, or request on USCIS website. Form I-485. I will show you the waiting time in New Jersey since that's where our headquarters is located. Employment-based adjustment applications. Mount Laurel, New Jersey, 22 months. Newark, 22 months. For family-based adjustments, Mount Laurel, New Jersey, 14 months. Newark, 14 months. Based on grant of asylum or refugees. All field offices, 32 months. Based on approved T visa. Vermont, 34.5 months. Based on approved U visa. Nebraska, 22 months. Vermont, 28 months. Now, in the employment-based section, I-765, employment authorization. Based on being an H-4 spouse of an H-1B non-immigrant. In California, 3 months. Nebraska, 4 months. Texas, 4.5 months. Vermont, 3.5 months. Based on being an L-2 spouse of an L-1 non-immigrant. In California, 8 months. Texas, 9.5 months. Vermont, 30 months. Based on being admitted as a refugee. Nebraska, 4 months. Based on an approved asylum application, A5. Nebraska, 5.5 months. Texas, 12 months. Application for suspension of deportation. National Benefits Center, 16.5 months. Based on parole. National Benefits Center, 3.5 months. Alien with final order of deportation under an OSUP. National Benefits Center, 4.5 months. Based on being an H-4 spouse of an H-1B non-immigrant. In California, 4.5 months. Nebraska, 6 months. Texas, 7 months. Vermont, 4 months. Based on a request by a qualified F-1 academic student. Potomac, 3.5 months. Based on an approved, concurrently filed, I-821D. Nebraska, less than 3 months. Vermont, 128 months. Based on a pending asylum application renewal. All service centers, 16 months. Based on a pending asylum application, C8. Initial application, all service centers, 1 month. Based on a pending I-485 adjustment application, California, 5.5 months. National Benefits Center, 7.5 months. Nebraska, 3.5 months. Texas, 10 months. Vermont, 9.5 months. Based on TPS for El Salvador, C19, a 12. Texas, 11.5 months. Vermont, 11.5 months. All other employment authorization applications. California, 15.5 months. National Benefits Center, 11 months. Nebraska, 9 months. Potomac, 13 months. Texas, 3.5 months. Vermont, 15 months. Form I-526. In the category China. Mainland born for use by investor who wishes to immigrate to the United States. If you apply at Immigrant Investor Program Office, the time will be 86 months. For all other areas for use by investor who wishes to immigrate to the United States. All Immigrant Investor Program Office, 56.5 months. Form I-751. Removal of lawful permanent resident conditions. For California, 22 months. Nebraska, 19 months. Potomac, 32.5 months. Texas, 28 months. Vermont, 24 months. All field offices, 32 months. Form N-400. Application for naturalization. Mount Laurel, 9 months. Finally, I'll provide you with additional information about the waiting times for other forms that are also crucial for immigration processes. Form N-600. Application for recognition of U.S. citizenship. Newark, 18 months. Mount Laurel, 13 months. Form I-829 petition by entrepreneur. Removal of lawful permanent resident conditions. Immigrant Investor Program Office, 66.5 months. For Form I-360, all other special immigrants, like special immigrant juvenile petitions. California, 1.5 months. Nebraska, 11.5 months. Vermont, 30 months. For VAWA, your available option is all service centers with a time of 37 months. As for religious workers, California, the time is 7 months. For Afghan or Iraqi translators and Afghans or Iraqi who work for on or behalf of the U.S. government, your option is Nebraska with a 4 months. Form I-140. In the category of extraordinary ability, E-11, your available centers are Nebraska with 19 months, Texas with 22 to 5 months. For outstanding professor or researcher, E-12. Nebraska, 6.5 months. Texas, 8 months. multinational executive or manager, E13. Nebraska, 8.5 months. Texas, 9.5 months. In the category of advanced degree or exceptional ability, E21. Nebraska, 5 months. Texas, 8 months. If your case is skilled worker or professional, E31, E32. Nebraska, 5.5 months. Texas, 7.5 months. Or if your situation is unskilled worker, EW3. Nebraska is 5 months. Texas, it is 20 months. In the category of advanced degree or exceptional ability requesting a national interest waiver, NIW, in Nebraska, 10 months. Finally, for the category of scheduling a nurses, in Nebraska, the waiting time is 6.5 months. Texas is 7 months. If you have any questions about your immigration process, don't hesitate to contact us. Stay informed by following our channel. Let's take care until the next update.
Hey, did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.